Because I think they're claiming that targets are being met. Yet if you look at the situation, it's getting worse, and it's getting worse daily. So does that not show that the targets are set low? So they're under this illusion that they're doing a good job, and they're not. They're not. And I would say most councillors, if not all councillors in County Clare, are getting daily repeated calls from people begging to be helped to get a house.
Okay, and Anne-Marie, you've heard what Donna's had to say there, and that you've seen that daft.ie report, rents at their highest level ever. Serious situation, and this county's no different.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that every quarter now it's of little surprise to see that we have new record highs, with new of rents, new record lows of supply, and that trend just doesn't seem to be changing. And in Threshold, every day our advisors are hearing from people in unprecedented numbers who've received notice of termination because their landlord is selling, and then there's a sense of desperation that they may not be able to find somewhere else to live in time. So it really is a dire situation for anyone out there right now who's looking to make a home for themselves.
How concerned is Threshold about a county like Clare? There's no rent protections zone here. Rents have increased by 9% on the same time last year. Families now competing with house shares where tenants have multiple incomes and can afford to pay more.
The crisis isn't just in our cities and large towns, it is throughout the country. And since then, one of the unusual impacts of the pandemic was we started to see significant rent increases in places like Clare, in other counties, that would be largely rural in nature, maybe would have maybe a huge amount of commuters in the past, where people were able to move away from the cities and move to more rural locations where the rents were lower, but that's actually just pushed up rents. So it's not even just looking at those yearly increases. If you actually look back at the Q3 2018 DAF report, you'll see that the average rent in County Clare was €784. It's now 1,167. That's an increase of almost 50% in 4 years. So to step back and look at the bigger picture really shows how bad the situation is for renters.
Yeah, and Donna, in the terms of the back and forth in the Dáil last night, you know, Dara Brown, he certainly wasn't shy about defending himself. He accused your party's motion of being about semantics, said it was described it as a cynical approach, and even said Sinn Féin themselves oppose housing developments and continue to do so, including over 6,000 in Dublin alone. Is he right? If so, I mean, that sounds pretty cynical if you're bringing this motion in, but you're continually opposing housing developments.
I can't hear what the previous speaker is saying, so I'm sorry if I'm going to be repeating anything that's already been said. But I think when it comes to turning down proposals on building houses, I mean, if you take Devaney Gardens, there were 768 houses, and we, along with Fianna Fáil, decided not to approve that because that would have seen 247 new affordable rental homes, 165 new affordable purchase homes, and 192 new social housing and other houses being sold on the private market. So you can't be, you know, we have to stop relying on the private market, and we need to get back into building houses. Otherwise, social and affordable houses won't be happening.
You brought forward this motion to the Dáil last night, but the Taoiseach himself has already said the housing crisis, it's already an emergency, and that for the government it is one of their top priority. What do you make of what Micheál Martin had to say? From his point of view, it sounds like they're aware of how serious things are and they're trying to address it.
But that's where they're saying where their targets are being met, and they're not. And I mean, we have every day in County Clare, we have children going to sleep in emergency accommodation. This is rising. It's rising weekly, and it's just not good enough. So they're in my eyes, they're not doing everything they can. Otherwise, the situation wouldn't be getting worse.
Even if the motion had passed, I mean, what would the benefit of it be? Is it likely to actually achieve anything, or is its sole purpose just to highlight your issues with the government's housing policy?
Well, it would highlight those issues, but if you declare an emergency, then actions have to kick in on the back of that. I mean, the figure last year was 500 million underspent. So, you know, how can you say that you're dealing with this crisis when you have an underspend? And money needs to be put into emergency housing. Clare County Council are doing their best with what they have. Money needs to be funneled into housing, and it just needs to be, something needs to be done, and emergency actions are called for.
Given that we've seen rents in Clare, as I said to Anne-Marie, rise by 9% in the third quarter of 2022 compared to the same time last year, and that experts are warning new home commencements are dropping off, do we need to go further than declaring housing an emergency?
Yeah, we need action. Declaring the emergency is just the start. That will bring those actions. I mean, if you look at even the RAS and HAP tenancies, I mean, there's 2,998 HAP in Clare. The legal definition of that is that they're transfers. So they're not even on the list of people needing houses. You know, that needs to be changed, because it's not a long-term security for those people. Whole generations are locked out of home ownership. We have generations of people living in the one house. So you don't even have them in your list, because they just can't afford the rents and they're stuck at home, and they're people having to move home, three generations in one house. How can you say that, give yourself a pat on the back and say you're doing well with that?
Anne-Marie, as we've heard, and you know, as we've been discussing a little earlier on, that DAF report does not make for pretty reading. What kind of solutions would Threshold like to see? If you know, I mean, and obviously this housing crisis needs more long term solutions, but is there anything that can be set in motion in the short term that can try and at least initially alleviate some of the issues we're seeing?
Yeah. One of the things that was done was the introduction of the moratorium on evictions. Now, I know it's only for 5 months, a very short space of time, but we would have engaged with government on that. And what we would have said to them, these 5 months need to be used to put in place short-term measures that, you know, that would bear fruit quite quickly. So one is something that Threshold has been advocating for some time, is increased security of tenure for private renters. If renting was more secure, if the rent was, sort of a guaranteed affordable amount for a certain length of time, then it would be a viable, reliable tenure for people. So we propose that where a landlord provides a minimum of a 10-year lease, perhaps, you know, to incentivise that and make it more commonplace, there can be reduced tax on that rental income as an option. Because what we hear from landlords is they're leaving because of the tax on rental income. Other measures is, you know, really ramping up the likes of the repair and lease scheme, really the local authorities going out, targeting and bringing vacant properties back into use, and really putting in additional effort on that during these few months. And then also getting the short-term lets back into long-term use. So properties that would have once been long-term homes that have gone on to the short-term let market, getting those back into use, and we're hoping to see the legislation in place for that next late spring, early summer next year. So the measures that can bring homes into use in the immediate, that can make renting more reliable and more secure, while the delivery of homes, and ideally cost rental, social housing, affordable housing homes are delivered. That's where the focus needs to be in delivering housing.
Okay, and just to finish with yourself then, Donna, I mean, Dara O'Brien last night tried to turn the tables on Sinn Féin and pointed across to Eoin O'Brien and the rest of your colleagues and said, what practical measures would your party bring forward to tackle this solution? So, you know, give us a sense of what Sinn Féin would do, because if that's one of the criticisms of your party, is that it's easy to be in opposition and to constantly point the fingers. But what would you do if the roles were reversed?
Well, one of the things there that was mentioned was the vacant properties. I mean, the definition that county councils are using is that it's a derelict building would be a vacant, but the census has brought up a lot more vacant homes in Clare, and probably enough to deal with the emergency housing crisis that we're dealing with in Clare. And the other thing is those that are, although I know there is a moratorium on evictions, those that are given eviction notices, so you have a tenant in situ, those properties should be bought by the county councils, you know, and I do know of one situation where someone offered to sell their house and it wasn't accepted. So these are short-term immediate measures that can be used to bring in. And there was a great thing in Liverpool where people were handed houses and they were given targets of time to bring the house back into use, because you have those houses that are between the tenant leaving and another tenant coming in, and it's just too long to wait for people to, you know, that needs to be shortened as well.